Magic 931's Brooke and Bob.
Time for another magical mystery tour, Bob.
What I love about that opener is usually we do a bit of a song parody, have some fun. In this case, just the song you like.
Just the Beatles. Love the Beatles. Any excuse will do.
No edits.
Now, the idea of the Magical Mystery Tour, Bob, is you're going away on a holiday. The catch is that you have to guess where you're going. Emphasis on where you're going. You're not actually there yet.
Yes.
We're not using the theatre of the mind or anything like that. I've actually got someone who is going to take you through your tour, though. A travel agent. Barbara, I'll just put myself down. I'll go outside and I'll get her.
Oh, God, it's so good to get away from Brooke for a second.
Hi, Bob.
Hello.
I'm Barbara.
Nice to meet you, Barbara.
Nice to meet you as well. We're putting together a tour. You're not allowed to go on this unless you say you know where it is. So we'll get started, shall we?
Pressure's on.
Please just step into my my office. It's a bit noisy, but...
No, it's very atmospheric. It sounds just like an office, you'd expect
one
to.
I'm sure it does. Now, first things first, on your tour... that we're going on, you will be catching a train from the airport into the city centre.
You're talking my language.
Just so you know, though, this isn't really the most unusual form of transport for this country. That's pretty standard compared to other things.
I wouldn't want to go somewhere where trains aren't a big deal.
Yeah, look, fair enough. You're going to love this place. Are you familiar with the works of Van Halen?
Not really.
Well, the lead singer was born there in this city, so you might enjoy that, I thought, but apparently not. You're not really into the rock stuff, I see. That's
okay.
Fine.
Look, your dog's named after Eddie Van Halen, so I appreciate it on that level.
Now, look, here at our travel agency, we don't want to send you off on a tour without some kind of recommendation. We've actually dropped your receptionist, Jess, in the middle of this city. She went via Vortex. She doesn't actually know where she is. We just got her on the line here. Jess, hi, can you hear us?
Yeah, hi, I've got you here.
Can you just explain to Bob here what you can see?
Bikes everywhere. I can smell cheese. It's raining, but it's mild. I'm comfortable. And I can hear people talking about a really famous museum here somewhere.
Oh, a famous museum.
Was that bright lights she said at the start?
Bikes. A lot of bikes around. Yeah, the line's a little bit dodgy. I think we've actually lost her. I guess that happens when you're 16,001 kilometres away from where we are right now. Just hope she didn't get caught up at a red light. Bob, I do also want to say to you, I think you will find this tour to your taste. This is a country renowned for its tall people. You're quite a tall person.
Yeah.
You will fit in really well there.
I'm getting some clues. Okay.
And also just a very open-minded country as well. Look, it's all I've really got for you now. Do you know where we're sending you?
I'm guessing I'm somewhere Dutch, right? We're talking Holland or the Netherlands. I never really know which one is which.
They're both kind of the same in my experience as a travel agent.
Yeah. I mean, just the friendliness, the cheese. I imagine public transport's pretty good. Bikes, certainly.
Where are you going? You've got a city? Nail it down.
The capital.
What's the name of the capital?
The Dutch capital.
What's the name?
I don't know. Are we in Amsterdam?
We are in Amsterdam, indeed. I would fire off the exciting sound, but I don't have it. So, celebrate good times. Come on.
How does Barbara know that that's the song we play?
Barbara's an avid listener. I mean, I'm an avid listener.
Seamless.